The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Mind Your Business here on Money FM 89.3. Now, Get in the Ring is a global network of organizations that collaborate to tackle challenges faster with partners in more than 100 countries. It connects and supports innovators faster to increase their global impact. After four successful editions, it returns to Singapore with Get in the Ring Singapore 2019 and its global pitch competition. We're speaking to Joachim Kuppen, founder and global director of Get in the Ring. Joachim Kuppen is also partner and chief unknown at the Unknown Group, which obviously is unknown to us, so we're going to have them explain it to us. Joachim, thanks so much for coming.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into the unknown, let's talk about Get in the Ring. I took a look at some of the pictures on your site. It's looking quite serious.
It's a big show, eh?
Full Nelson, body slams type thing going on. Is that how the pitch goes?
It's the first thing people imagine it
yes.
to be a boxing fight. And we have to do a lot of explaining.
As long as there are no tights, I think that'd be all right.
Maybe, if it gets nasty. But essentially, it's a startup pitch competition, actually. So it's about business. So we're here at the right radio station.
Happy to have you.
No, yeah, we run a company. We're very active around innovation and investments. 2012, we started a pitch competition, but we wanted to do it, I would say, differently than the regular pitch competitions out there. So we came up with a format where two startups battle against each other in an actual boxing ring.
Give us an idea for the layperson. It is not like what we would see in, say, The Apprentice.
Yep.
You just sit there and talk about it.
Yep.
You have two companies sort of yelling at each other.
See it as a boxing match where startups really enter the stage in a full show setting.
Okay.
We make them a true hero. They enter with their own music.
Yeah.
And then they, once they're on the stage, they got 1 minute to introduce themselves, say who they are, what their company does. And then they go into five rounds of 30 seconds each, where they have to be very fast explaining who their team is, what they achieved so far, the business model and market, the financials and proposition, and they got a freestyle round to do basically whatever they like to convince the jury members.
Is it also debate-like, where they talk to each other, or is it always toward judges and investors?
It's a mix. They talk towards the audience, the investors, but sometimes they also fight against each other because in the end, there's only one that can win. So
right.
They have to sort of compete.
And when they fight, they sort of are seeing loopholes, say, in the other company's pitch.
Yeah, and I think that's the nice thing about a get-in-ring pitch is normally you see startups in a demo pitch where they practice a three-minute pitch with nice slides, and it's always the same. And when you're pitching against someone else, you can't always prepare for you know, what the other one is going to say. So that brings up a lot of creativity in the founders that are on stage, and I think that's surprisingly nice.
How did you get to the point where you realized that this would be a good way for a pitch competition to be, rather than that, what you were talking about, staid way of 3 minute presentation, here are my slides, etc.?
It's nice that people often ask us the founding story. Basically, we first came up with the name, Get in the Ring. And then 1 week before the event, we realized that we had to do more than just a new
name.
You
had to walk the talk,
we had to change it. And we looked at existing pitch competitions and decided the couple of things that we didn't like. One was the slides and the well-prepared pitch. The second part was often in a pitch, founders forget important topics. So we decided to break down the pitch into the topics that we want to hear so that they can't miss it. And a third thing that came later is really a global aspect towards the activities that we do. So we think it's important that founders go outside their country and see what's happening around the world. And we put all of that into this competition, basically.
How challenging is it going from country to country organizing an event such as this? Because everyone looks like a Madison Square Garden world heavyweight fight.
It's not that easy. But the hardest part, I would say, is to have consistency across the world. We organize it always with local partners, which are good friends, venture capitalists, accelerators around the world. But having consistency across the countries is hard. And I would say that it's quite hard to, you know, explain to people what it really means to be a global competition. Even in our own office, we sometimes don't realize that, for example, last week there was an event happening in Sudan. And then the next week there's one happening in St. Lucia. And, you know, you have to continuously tell people what that really means, that you're doing something around the world.
Mm. What do you get out of it, Joachim? You could have just, you know, run your companies, earn a lot of money, be a happy camper.
Yeah, but I get to see the world. That's one. We get a lot of deal flow. So you talked about the Unknown Group in the beginning. We work a lot with corporates around corporate innovation, work a lot with investors to do co-investments. And for us, Get in the Ring is a very good grassroots activity to find good companies and good entrepreneurs around the world.
How do you choose who gets to pitch? Yeah, what are you looking for? Already you said we give you criteria on what things you need to touch on. But prior to that, you also need to figure out who maybe has a shot.
Yeah, so our, you know, we always say that we always make mistakes in finding the best people. So let's work with a lot of other people to identify really good entrepreneurs. So we always have local partners, as I said, venture capitalists, accelerators that know the startups. But we also use multiple views, so multiple entrepreneurs, multiple investors, to say something about a company and thereby creating a complete picture of the entrepreneurs locally. So we don't just rely on our own view on a company, because often that's wrong.
Can someone just roll up to you and say, you know what, Joachim, I have a good idea.
Always.
This is what I'm about. Okay.
Yeah.
And do they manage to get into the pitch competition?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I like surprises, so the more the merrier. Just come to me and give me your pitch and we'll see whether we like it or not.
Talk to us about success stories, those who've taken part, who have really taken off.
Yes, the obvious ones are the winners that did very well.
Also,
right?
Winners tend to.
Yeah, so we had, successful. I think, one of the first in 2014, he exited the company for over 100 million to Alipay. We had one of the finalists, I believe, FireLayers in 2016, who was exited for 55 million. A lot of companies are raising good funds afterwards, between 5 to 10 million for a lot of them. But I also like the stories that are maybe not so successful in terms of exits or large investments, but more in a story of unlocking potential around the world. We had a month ago a startup from Sierra Leone, a country that is not doing so well at the moment.
And not known for, say, successful startups, right?
No, yeah. And I don't know if they will be very soon, but this guy, the way he's making a wristband for protecting yourself against malaria, which is in itself an okay product and is nice. And it's never going to be the biggest investment. But for him, Get in the Ring is really a platform to tell his story and show the world that Sierra Leone is more than just trouble, you know, and that there's hope. And I think as a global platform, you have to realize that those kind of stories are just as important as only the good deals.
And of course, it's very relatable for him. His product is for his community and fits a problem that they are facing.
There you go.
We might not be able to relate because it isn't something that's top of our minds.
Yeah, and those stories really excite me, to be honest. They don't make me a lot of money, but, you know, they excite.
Talk to us about what happens at Global Meetup 2019. And here in Get the Ring, they win the prize of heading to Global Meetup 2019.
Yep.
Of course, they get bragging rights first off. I won Get in the Ring.
That's the most important
part. KO'd the other
part.
Guy. And then now I'm heading to Global Meetup 2019. What's happening there?
Yeah, so every year, as said, we organize a lot of events around the world. At all those events, we select winners, good companies, good entrepreneurs, and we fly them into a city in the world. It was a couple of years ago here in Singapore, and now we're doing it in Berlin. So we fly in 150 startups for a three-day program together with investors, corporate innovation professionals, and other entrepreneurs to basically mingle, build relationships, and do business together.
Kind of an accelerator, incubator type situation?
I would see it as a business camp.
Ultimate goals for Get in the Ring. What are you hoping? Is there a goal in mind?
On the startup side, we hope to support and grow as many startups as possible, find the really good ones and provide them the support wherever needed. I think as a concept, there's so many ways to go, right? It can grow on television. We're launching a couple of funds around the competition to do more deals in startups. So there we hope to accelerate a lot faster and just keep doing what we do, but that at a much bigger scale even than we do now.
Everyone speaks English there?
Yeah, on the global level, yes. Sometimes on the local level, it can be French, Chinese, or good business is not necessarily built on language.
Right.
It's build on good business, and it can be in Chinese,
yeah.
French.
So a good anything. Product, obviously, is universal and translates, right?
There you
okay,
go.
How many more do you anticipate organizing? As many as you can.
As many as we can. Yeah, definitely.
So yeah. What's next? So onto TV, you're hoping larger scale and et cetera?
Larger scale. First of all, next Friday, upcoming Friday, we organize a local edition here in Singapore.
At Sadly, Google, you can't anymore.
Google
Take
Developer
part
Space.
If you like.
Yeah. No. So it's indeed fully occupied at the moment. Then we have the global meetup in Berlin that is coming up, and we have a very, very exciting next season coming up of our global startup competition.
And where to will you head for that one, Global Meetup 2020?
So currently, different cities around the world are bidding for the final. So we know
it's
by
the
September.
Olympics, man.
Yeah, it's like the Olympics, yeah. Definitely.
Figure it out. If you'd like to take part next year, please don't go stalking Joachim now. You can't take part this year, but for next year, getinthering.co is the website, getinthering.co. Joachim Koppen is founder and global director for Get in the Ring. Joachim, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.